This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Dallas 4059. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, look what we found.
Oh, where did those come from?
Oh, look here. I got tickets right here.
That's
tickets.
Crazy. Woo! I hadn't heard about this.
Oh, this is crazy.
You know, if that promo would have not played, we would have never known.
No clue.
All week long.
I know, right?
You know, we would have never known.
So do we have them all week? Is that true?
That's what the promo says.
Does it? Okay.
I don't know.
All right, cool. All right, Halsey, and it's at my favorite venue on the planet, which happens to be Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be on June 22nd, which will be here before you know it. And right now, you can be caller 19 to win a pair of tickets at 303-22-ALICE. What?
Maybe all week. I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all
looking
right.
into
okay.
it. So I'll get
when
back
you
to
you. When you find the details, let me know.
We have two for sure, and that's okay. The ones we just gave away. So did you see the pictures? No. Did you see the pictures of Pam Anderson at the SAG Awards?
Yes. She looked very pretty.
Okay. Well, just a lot of people commenting on the picture because she's on this kick now of no makeup.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing white. She looked she looked flawless.
Maybe just a little makeup, maybe. Maybe
she
should
need. Why? She's beautiful.
Just a little. I'm just saying.
I'm sure she does have a little bit on, and nobody knows it.
Maybe a little more. Have you seen the pictures, Carson?
Yeah. I'm looking at right now.
What are you thinking?
Maybe a little eye makeup.
Wow.
Okay, so you're coming
you
on board.
You guys are all jerks. Why does a woman have to be beautiful, and she has to wear makeup to be beautiful? Look how naturally gorgeous she is. She really is. Just naturally beautiful. You guys are just used to your trampy wives all poured out.
Trampy wives. Look, I'll go down on record saying I like trampy.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
Just saying, I like trampy. There's nothing wrong with trampy. Yeah. You know what, Pam Anderson? Tramp it up a little bit. I'm fine with that, okay? I just brought it up for conversation.
Here's her
point.
Here's what her point is. She has been, like, looked at as, you know.
Pin up.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And it's all been about her boobs and her makeup and her hair and everything. And so now she's just like, she's at that age where she's like, you know what? Screw you guys. If you don't think I'm pretty the way I am, then I don't care. She actually is so comfortable in her own skin that it's kind of amazing to me.
All right. From my perspective, I like her with a little makeup on. More so than what I'm looking at right now.
She doesn't care.
It doesn't matter if she cares.
She doesn't care at all.
And I don't care. I mean, she can do whatever she wants. I got
in
no
her
control
world,
over this,
she's like, does BJ Harris think I need more makeup? Oh, okay. Let me get right to it.
Well, her people have reached out to me.
Okay.
I just wanted to know your thoughts on it, okay? Okay.
I
are you being honest? I don't think you're being honest.
No, I get it. Listen, here's
you
how...
You get it, but...
No, but listen. Here's, listen! Okay, have you seen that TikTok video of a guy getting ready and a girl getting ready? It is hysterical.
Yes.
He's literally watching football, and then he just gets up and he's ready in 5 minutes, yep. Right? All right, so here's our lives, right? We at night, we have to wash off all our makeup, blah, blah, blah. And then in the morning, we get up, we put on all of our makeup, we get all ready, blah, blah, blah. Then we go home, and then you have another event. So then you wash off all that makeup, you put on another set of makeup, and then you do all this crap. You have to get your nails done, you have to get your eyelashes done, your eyebrows, all this crap. And then you're like, okay, and then you have another event that night. And so then you have to take off all that makeup and do it all again. It's just like, it's ridiculous. And so she's had to do it more than anybody I know because she's always on set and they're always touching her up and stuff. So finally she can just be like, I'm just washing my face with Dove and calling it a day.
All right. Well, let me give you a different perspective on this, okay? Yeah. I'm not saying that she needs to crawl out of bed every day. And again, my opinion really doesn't matter. But I'm not saying that she needs to put on makeup to go to the gym. She doesn't need to put on makeup to go ride a bike or run or whatever she wants to do in the day or go shopping or whatever. But if you're showing up for the SAG Awards and you're going to walk out on the red carpet, you're going to put on this fine dress that you've paid thousands and thousands of dollars for. And you know that pictures and photographers for all over the world is going to be there to spread this. I think I'd put on a little bit more makeup. I think I would. That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if she put on makeup and she went full throttle, all people are going to do is say that she looks really old. And so this is a way for her to counter, you know, act this and go, here's who I am, because it's really rude if you go, dude, you look like crap and you look really old. But if you did it when she was all made up, then it seems like it's okay. Does that make sense?
I mean, no one can really, she's getting ahead of everything.
Yeah.
I don't think she got ahead of anything.
I do.
I don't. I think she would have looked, I think it would have looked better on the carpet if she had made
still,
up a little bit.
But still, everybody been slamming her and saying she looks old. You know, they do it to Jennifer Aniston all the time, and she's fully made up. And people are like, oh my God, she looks like a sea hag.
Well, this way, no one essentially can, and you'll be looked down on.
Yeah,
if
you actually said it in the media, not in the radio, like in print, like if Vogue went, dude.
But they want to. But see, that's the point, is nobody's telling the truth. That's the point of all this. Well, these people that have taken the picture of writing these glamorous reviews right now are lying through their teeth, and they know it.
I like it.
They're lying.
I would suggest a spray tan.
See?
That's not makeup. That's
but
spray
Jamie,
tan.
I'm just being honest, okay?
I'm just you being saw... honest. She needs a spray tan.
Thank you.
But spray tan's not really makeup. It's just like a chemical reaction.
It would help. But you have to admit with me that these people that are writing all these glamoring reviews of how she looked, they're lying. They're lying through their teeth, and we know it. I mean, we're seeing the pictures, too. She's a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong. But her with a little bit more makeup on the red carpet would have looked a little bit better.
Spray tan, that's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll leave it at that. Just leave it there.
BJ and Jamie.
Do you need this? Is your nose bleeding here? Is your nose bleeding? Because you've been verbally punched over and over and over.
Jeez, people. I'm just saying. It would have looked better.
I'm not saying
it looked horrible. I just said it would look better.
Kind of, we're on the verge. I wonder if Tommy Lee, we're talking about Pamela Anderson without any makeup on. I wonder if Tommy Lee's girlfriend's like, yeah, keep doing that. Or I guess it's his wife.
Is he married?
I think they're married.
He looks pretty good from what he's been through.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, he's lived a rough life.
Yeah.
You know, hardcore, baby.
That's true.
But Tommy looks pretty darn good. All right, we'll just let that go as it is, okay?
We should, because the hate is big.
Yeah, people are all over me over this. I'm just being honest. I mean, I think you want that, don't you? You don't want me to sit here and lie to you.
Let's see here. It says, BJ, you roll out of bed and throw a hat on, and you're slamming this lady?
I didn't slam.
what would you call it?
I would call it just a commentary.
Constructive
on her appearance.
Criticism? Constructive criticism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good route to go.
Dude, I told this guy, I said, you got to fix your teeth. They look horrible.
Oh.
And he went after me so hard.
Really?
He's like, really? Well, your face is all puffy. You look like a sea hag. And I was like, I'm just trying to tell you, fix your teeth.
You look just like, trying to pull on everything.
You look like you're on meth, man.
I think I'd get mad too if someone told me I had meth teeth.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not the best thing, but if you're trying to be somebody's friend, you tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Like, your teeth look horrible.
Yeah.
They look awful.
All right, there you go.
I mean, I gave it's Schmidl braces.
Yeah, I like honesty.
Yeah, so.
I tell Jamie when she looks awful.
He does. Oh my God, the other
She'll
day.
She'll come in.
He told me I looked homeless.
She did.
I was putting on my jacket, and he goes, "My God, you look homeless."
You go out and you buy these jeans with holes already in them, and I don't understand that to begin with. All right,
yeah.
If I wear holy jeans, you guys are all over my butt.
No, I haven't
because
worn those
naturally, but that, you do wear them.
No, what I was wearing is those big baggy pants.
Yeah,
same thing. Those are in
they
now.
They look homeless. They do.
They're wide leg. You know, it's what's in now. And he's like, "Oh my God, where'd you get that at the thrift store?" Oh, it's Zara.
Hey, Spadil, did you ever get that audio of that Bronco player that was passing out to the homeless, passing out those bags?
Oh, I thought he's like passed out at the homeless.
No, I forgot that one.
He's passing out a bit. Are you okay today?
Dude,
you're all over the place. You've forgotten three or four things here, and it's just like, are you dialed in? Are you okay?
I just got hyper-focused on the Eric Menendez stuff, and that was a lot. I was listening to like 30 minutes of podcast to pull all that.
Well, I mean, you know, Halsey tickets and everything. I mean,
well, that I didn't even, I no didn't one emailed know. Me, no one in promotions told me that it was going on, our boss didn't tell me that we had them, and then I didn't have them in my prize program, so yeah.
There's a Bronco player that's downtown, and he's passing out these big that kind of look like your Canadian Goose.
But big coats.
Yeah, he's passing out.
I never got the answer of what it was.
Yeah, he's passing out these to the homeless.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
Is an unbelievable thing he's doing. And I thought I'd, you know, mention this on the front side of going to this bad coach. Okay, but there's a Bronco player. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He's downtown.
Well, let's
and he's
give
passing
him
out these
What's
jackets.
His name?
I'm trying to get the information. It's in the story, but Spadil didn't get it.
It's JL Skinner.
Well, because I asked him for all the Eric Menendez
thing. I asked him at 5 a.m. for this audio.
Okay, but it's kind of on me because I did ask him for a lot of Eric Menendez audio.
All right. Well, it's on you then.
It is my fault.
All right. What's his name again?
He's a defensive back. His name is JL Skinner. I got him talking about it right here.
Make some more love with these sleeping bags. Go ahead. Hold that real quick. I'm going to show him how, you know, we get down, man. Yep. Good. Yep.
Is he handing out snuggies?
This is the jacket.
Let me explain it real quick here. He's because it's all video.
It's like a jacket sleeping bag, so it's like a snuggie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like your Canadian Goose jacket almost. Okay. But
then it folds out. It's like a transformer.
Yeah.
So it's a coat that can turn into a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
That is so smart.
He's got like a truckload of these things.
Whoa.
And he's bought them. On his own salary, own dime, and he's out there passing these out to homeless people downtown. And I thought when I saw this video yesterday, I thought, man, that is super cool. He doesn't have to do that, but for him to do that and give back like that, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I wonder if it's an endorsement, because those are cool. I've never seen those. Hikers would love those.
Well, if it is, they don't mention it. He doesn't mention it. No,
wow.
He doesn't mention the brand that I recognized, but he shows it, but yeah. I don't think he actually, you know, does plugs for it.
What a cool thing. Jacket that turns into a sleeping bag.
He's not out there slinging these things like I sling heaters for Steel Bros. You know, he's not out there slinging like Jamie does for Sleep Number.
Hey, my Sleep Number is a 45. Yours is going to be different. That's what's so great about a Sleep Number bed is it's customized just for you.
He did mention it in the video that each one of these sleeping bags have a Sleep Number.
Oh my God. Wow, that's really nice.
Right. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is.
I saw that video yesterday. Yeah. I thought, man, you know what? I need to give this guy some props. He's down there doing a good thing for the homeless people of Denver. They could use the warmth, and he's taking action, man. All right, now let's get to the bad guy.
Right. With the good, there's always a bad.
Yeah. This is Denver Broncos. This is a linebacker coach. He's out at the airport. Man, oh, man, does he get into it. He's really screwed up.
Well, and I, okay, so you know how you all, we've all done it. We've all been yelled at by a cop at drop-off, right? So even like when I took my son to the airport, even if you're getting the luggage out, or right, they're like, you need to go, because I'm hugging my son. I'm like, oh my God, hold on. And I'm hugging my kid. I'm right here with my car. Like, and they're like, go. We got to go. Let's keep it moving. And so you're like, oh my God. Well, he not only didn't keep it moving, he left his car running and went into the airport.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah, so when he came back, the cop was waiting for him because it was an abandoned car that was running. And, you know, there's always a security threat, right?
If you see an unmanned car and it's running, I'd be worried too.
They do that with suitcases too. If a suitcase is sitting out there, you got to be standing by it or else they turn it in. Anyway, and so he's waiting there. And that's why I said, go with the, you got the poop skis, man. Right?
No one's going to question that.
No, I don't even think that would fly.
I do.
Not with a car that's unattended out front.
I do, because it makes sense.
They might sit there and
it
wait.
It makes sense.
I don't know.
Because the cop was waiting there. He comes back out, and he could have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I almost pooped my pants. Or would I say soil my britches?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You soiled your britches is a better way of going than what he did.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, So that's what I would do. I mean, because haven't you ever been pulled over and you had to go pee? You're like, do I tell him I gotta go pee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
I mean, I don't know if people get out of that. My ex-husband got out of a ticket once because he was going really fast, but he said he had an emergency surgery, and he didn't.
Oh. But I would let you go if I were the cop, so I could see that.
And it was a lie.
Well, this coach, he did not handle the situation the right way. He leaves the car. Cop gets in his face when he comes back. Said, dude, you can't do that. Well, here's what happened.
According to the probable cause statement, Michael Wilhoit is accused of punching a police officer in the face at the drop-off line at Denver International Airport. Police say the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach pulled up to the airport's arrival drop-off lane at the East Terminal yesterday afternoon. He then got out of his 2021 Ford Bronco and left it unattended. According to the probable cause statement from police, a uniformed officer approached Wilhoit when he returned to his vehicle and told him he could not leave his vehicle unattended. The statement said Wilhoit used profanity at the officer and bumped his chest into the officer. Once the officer shoved Wilhoit back, Wilhoit then punched the officer in the face, according to the statement. The officer tased Wilhoit for a couple of seconds before he got to his car and drove away. The statement says that the officer suffered injuries to both of his knees, also pain to his right jaw, and Wilhoit is facing a single charge of felony assault over the incident, and his bond is set for $5,000.
And this is not a he said, she said. It's on video.
Oh, so the cop had a camera on?
Did he? Well, the airport does.
Oh, that's true.
It's the airport. Yeah. You're there up front. I mean, there are cameras everywhere, so you know it's on video. I say the Denver Broncos have to release this
guy. Have they made a statement yet?
No. They won't comment. They said they knew it was in, they knew of the situation, but they're waiting for all the details.
My guess is Harvey Steinberg will go and get him off.
I don't think you can get off for this one. You punch a cop in the face.
I don't think so either.
Hit him, it's gonna be tough.
Hit him and he drops to his knees. He says his knees are injured and his face is injured. So,
what is that?
What are you doing?
It was an ad. I was looking.
You're
having
a bad day.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
The last 20 minutes have not been good for me.
No, yeah. I'm 3 hours.
Yeah,
your last 3 hours.
It's been more than 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's been a while, bub.
Is something off?
Yeah.
Did you smoke too much of the hooch last night?
Okay? I've actually tried to stop smoking. Well, not completely stop, but like I'm trying to like wind that down. Yeah,
wind it down.
Yeah, but sometimes when you think like you're gonna wind it down, like I do with Diet Coke, then I just want more.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely want more. Yeah.
Fixate on it.
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, or at least I did when I brought this Diet Coke in, all right, today is my last day to have Diet Coke. That's a lie.
Yeah. Do you need to go home?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're just messing with you.
Poor guy.
Yeah. We love you to death, buddy. But we just like to, you know, have some fun. At your expense.
Yeah.
Right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Breaking news.
Sorry about that.
I was just singing.
No, we have breaking news. Hey, Spadil, can you put that song into play again, please? Go ahead. Thank you. Breaking news this morning.
This is crazy. Is Taylor Swift having a baby?
What? My.
The answer is yes. She's pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Yep, Taylor Swift is officially pregnant.
Well, hang on a second. That's not exactly what the headline. No, it says it's got a question mark on it.
Yep.
It says, is Taylor Swift having a baby? Question mark. That doesn't mean definite.
Have you ever met me with Giselle having a baby boy named Tommy?
That's right. No, you nailed that one, but I'm just saying. Look, the rumor is that she slipped up at dinner.
Here's what happened. A little over 2 weeks ago, on the eve of the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, headed out for a pregame date night, perhaps to settle the nerves, after the Kansas City Chiefs tight end chivalrously pulled out a chair for his superstar girlfriend. Fellow diners at this place, a trending French restaurant near the Mississippi in New Orleans, spotted Kelce gently stroking Swift's lower back.
Uh-oh.
Then, as the couple, who were joined in the evening by Kelce's teammate Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany, ordered burgers and fries, conversation turned to an important topic: children.
Oh!
Woo! That's all I got.
We stopped at Dua Lipa song for that.
That's all I got. Yeah. Like,
said hit the breaking news, BJ. I've got a scoop here.
That
tells us nothing. He rubbed her back at a French restaurant. Big deal.
And who orders burgers and fries at a French restaurant? This is all fake.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Come on. They did not order cheeseburger and fries at a French restaurant. That's our first mistake.
We don't know if she's pregnant. Do we?
She's not.
Fidel, can you hit that Dua Lipa again,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, thank you, buddy. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry. Jamie jumped the gun on that one.
I did.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Podcast there later on today. Little Shaggy. Was it me?
I just want to remind people, because it happened to me this morning. It is motorcycle season this week. And so motorcycles are out, so just be aware, because you forget that they come up on you like, oh my God.
They're zooming around.
Yeah, so just be aware.
Yeah, I want a motorcycle. Bad.
You do not need a motorcycle.
You are the last person.
Exactly. You can't have
one. What?
Have you seen your cars? Now imagine driving your car like you do, okay, and it's all beat up like that. One little dent and you're dead in that motorcycle.
Yep. I had a motorcycle when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, but you were 15.
No. Listen, Linda, listen to me. I had a motorcycle all the way up until about 10 years ago.
Well, I had a motorcycle when I was seven, but do I need one now? No.
Those years are in the past.
Yeah, let it go.
All right. Well, whatever you guys say, I'll probably get one this year.
Oh, you
will not.
You've been talking about it for 10 years.
All right. All right. I'm just telling you, man, when it happens. No, I don't want a bat. Then I'm on the hook.
Yeah.
Then I got to go buy it.
This is that phase thing that you go through. Because 1 year, then you were going to get a motorhome. Remember, that was a phase.
Yeah.
Then
well, that was my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. She was on the motorhome kick. I wasn't really, you know, motorhoming.
See, with a seven-year-old, motorcycles are just not practical. Yeah. The booster seat doesn't really fit on that.
No, you get a sidecar, though.
A sidecar.
I will tell you, when I see a motorcycle with a sidecar, it looks so damn goofy.
Listen, I did that,
though. I don't know why, but it looks so goofy.
So my son and I did this in Singapore. We did that. Yeah, so we both, they were our tour guides, right? So they drove the two motorcycles, and my kid, and I'll post a picture of it. My kid and I were in both of the sidecars. It was hysterical. We did that, what's that movie from? You know, the one that was based on, it was in Singapore.
Yeah.
But we did the tour in sidecars. Those things are so little, and I was sitting on plywood. It's so uncomfortable in there.
I'd be scared.
What did you, though, say that there are certain things that countries do that it doesn't look weird in their country? Like the sidecar thing in Singapore, to me, doesn't look so bizarre.
Oh, we were doing
But at Chatfield and Kipling, it looks really weird to me. Okay?
We were doing the Crazy Rich Asians tour.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, everything in the movie, yeah.
It's like some dude on a bicycle wearing a mask. Okay, it looks a little weird in Littleton.
But in
China, it looks perfectly normal.
And not to be disrespectful, but my kid and I both had these weird little helmets on. It looked like we were neat.
You were neat. All right. We'll move on. Hey, do you
think... I'm going to find the pictures and post them. Yeah.
Earlier this morning, we played you some of the audio. You know, we could do it again. The puppy rescue. You know, the puppy that was taken back to the thing. There's an interesting twist here that people have brought up on Textnado that Jamie and I, it's got us thinking a little bit about, could this lady be in on this?
I don't think she is.
No, it didn't have us thinking.
No, other people texted us. I don't think so, because I don't think you want that kind of an attention.
But we're not sure.
No, I'm pretty sure, because what I told you off the air is like, why would you ever draw that attention? You wouldn't draw that attention to yourself unless you're really dumb.
Listen to the story, okay? All right, listen. For those of you that have not heard the update, a couple of puppies got stolen from the Perfect Pet. We actually had the lady on the air yesterday that works down there. I think her name is Lauren, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Lauren was on the air with us. She was one of the ladies that tackled one of these guys that got arrested. So anyway, they make it off with two puppies worth $4,000 each. One of the puppies is returned, and that's because a woman bought it in a parking lot from some dude. Here's the story.
Bravo County Sheriff's Office, they say the woman who returned the bulldog puppy that was stolen back on Friday actually purchased it from a street vendor in North Denver for $1,500. So clearly those guys who stole them were trying to resell them. Two bulldogs the store had priced at $42.99 a piece were stolen after a man faked a medical emergency to create a distraction while two others opened a cage and stole the puppies. Now the employees, they did try to stop them, but the good news is one man was arrested. Now, one puppy, like you guys talked about, returned late Monday night. The woman who purchased the puppy on the streets says she noticed the photos matched the news story. She called the store right away. The shop now grateful this morning. The woman did the right thing, and they are planning on giving her a reward.
Okay, so we played that, and we said, hey, you know, props to her for noticing that the puppy looked like it may be one of the stolen puppies. Took it back. She paid $1,500, not knowing if she's going to get back her $1,500, maybe $1,000 because of the reward that's out there, but she could lose $500 on this. And then all of a sudden,
people were texting.
All these texts.
People are like, she's in on it. I'm like, she's not in on it. But people are like, wouldn't it be easy if she pretended maybe she's like part of the ring. This is them, not me. I'm not saying this. I mean, I think she's a good citizen. Okay.
Right.
I just want to put that out there. But they're saying like, what if she pretended that she paid $1,500 only to take the dog back to get the reward?
For $1,000.
But I'm saying, obviously the cops think about stuff like that, so they're going to investigate that angle, and you would never want to do that and be investigated like that, right?
Because you're blowing your own cover,
and
no matter what.
And the other guy who's still out there,
exactly.
You know? So I don't think that's true. I think she's just a good human.
Could be, though.
But what if she's just a good human and we have good humans?
Could be a bad human.
What if she's a good human?
There's two sides to every story. You know what? This lady could be in cahoots with these two dudes.
I don't think so.
No, it's just a matter of opinion, okay?
Did anybody a good question. Did anybody else see those puppies for sale in that parking lot?
Oh, yeah. If a lot of people are witnesses to those puppies being sold, then...
Well, so far that answer's no. Nobody's come forward to say they were there too and witnessed this sale. 303-222-5423.
Did you see a puppy for sale in a parking lot that looked like a bulldog?
In North Denver.
Right, North Denver.
What a big caper this is, okay?
And where's these the other two puppy? Puppies?
I don't know. I don't know where the other puppy is. Maybe they're waiting to see. Okay, let's paint a picture here, okay?
Okay.
Let's say this woman is in cahoots with these
dudes. Let's say she's not.
But let's say she is. I'm just painting a picture, Jamie.
She's going to sue you.
I'm not giving her name, so she can't sue me. It's just a woman that met somebody in a parking lot and bought a bulldog, which is very fishy. Okay, listen. She went and paid $1,500 for a bulldog in a parking lot.
Because her heart, that is her a heart little, told her to.
That's a little iffy, in my opinion, okay? Just out of the blue. Now, let me ask you this. How did she know, how did she find this dog so quickly?
Because she was
Where
driving.
Where did she see that this dog was for
Walmart.
Sale in a parking lot?
At Walmart. Happens all the time.
So she just showed up in a parking lot, guy selling a dog, and she happened to have $1,500
no,
cash on her.
She probably did a negotiation and then went to the bank.
Yeah, she probably went to the ATM, yeah.
No.
You can't pull $1,500 out the same day. You have to, like, it's a whole thing.
You can go in the bank.
A lot of times with that much money, though, they prep. Anytime I've tried to pull out money to buy, like, a car or something, they're like, no, you have to tell us beforehand.
Okay, you only have to order money if it's over $20,000. Yeah.
Are you okay? You might want to smoke more weed.
I guess
okay,
so.
Because it seems like you're quitting and you're just really scattered, man.
Like at my bank, you have to order money if it's over $20,000.
Can I get back to my story, please?
Yes. Yeah, okay, fine. Where do you bank?
Belco.
They don't have a lot of money, do they?
They definitely have a lot of money. They're a great credit union.
Yeah, when a guy looks like you...
is right there.
But I'm just saying, when a guy looks like you walks in...
I love Belco.
They probably, like, question it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
If you go in there and ask.
Why do you
Jamie can go in and ask for $10,000. It's no problem. You go in there and ask for $1,500.
Yeah, looking all raggedy.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. This is not on Belco. This is on you.
Yeah, this is you, pal. Yeah, this is you. All right, let's say... Let me back up here, okay? Lady. She goes to a parking lot and she sees a dog for sale. Is that guy going to sit there with a stolen dog that there are APBs out on that's everywhere in the media? And he's going to sit there and wait on this lady to go to the bank and come back with $1,500? Not a chance, because he's thinking that she's going to get the cops. That's what he's thinking. He's on the run with a puppy, man.
There's no way he's thinking that.
Yes, he is. Wait, when BJ
that's
tells
ridiculous.
The story. Wait, hold on. When he tells the story like that. Think about it. I have a hot puppy, right?
Yes.
Not like hot in the sun, just a hot
one. Right? Yeah.
And I'm out in the parking lot with there's all over media. It even went national.
Yeah.
With this
it's
puppy.
Everywhere.
And I'm waiting for this lady to go to the bank over there. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
She's got to run to the bank to get $1,500. I'm going to sit there with this hot puppy. I like the word hot. This hot puppy. And I'm going to wait for her to come back when at any moment I can be busted. I'm going to jail, man, big time for stealing this dog. And the lady. Now, the other side of the story is this. So she pulls up in a parking lot. There just so happens to be a puppy for sale out of the blue. She's got $1,500 in cash on her. Not a chance.
Okay, all right.
Not
I have a new one.
Chance.
I have a new one. Perhaps she went gambling in St. Louis. Okay? And she won about, I don't know, $1,800, right? And they paid it out to her. And then she put it in her purse. And then she was driving over there. And then she just happened to have it. How about that?
Well... Everything is possible, okay? I'll give you that, all right? Anything is possible. All I'm saying is this. I'm not so quick to blow off the people on Texnado that listen to our show and text this morning on their thoughts. I'm not going to just cancel that.
I say she's an angel.
Because.
Oh, somebody said you can Venmo up to
$2,000. Oh, there you go.
No.
It is a little weird, though, that they didn't recover.
I'm turning his mic off.
Because they have the Venmo info on the hot dog.
You're not gonna accept a Venmo if you're the guy that just robbed a pet store and stole a $4,000 puppy. You're not gonna give a Venmo of your Venmo address to anyone. Yeah. You want cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Schmidl, I'm back to you now.
I was just going to say, I think it's weird that they didn't recover the other dog, because you would think she would go to that place and be like, hey, this guy's selling it on, you know, the corner of Colfax and whatever. Go look for this dude. And he would still probably be out there selling the dogs, right?
Somebody said, I've never, ever had problems pulling a lot of money out of Belco.
Well, then it's just me, man. It's just me. You. Yeah, it's they you. See my raggedy ass walking in there, and they're like, hey, don't give him money.
If I were behind the counter at Belco, I wouldn't give you $1,500. Dude, I'd have to get, like, blood type from you.
Yeah.
I'd have to draw blood just to see if that's actually you.
Somebody said, BJ, here's what happened. Oh, okay. All right, most likely they advertised on a fake Facebook account to meet somewhere.
Okay.
Then she already had the money ready to go, and then she went and paid and then gave the puppy.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Could be.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no bad answers here, but you got to keep the options open that this lady could be in cahoots.
And then somebody said, remember, people that are criminals are dumb.
They are dumb.
Yeah. They are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the second puppy?
We don't know.
I'm worried about that little puppy.
We don't know. Hopefully something happens with that puppy today.
Something good.
So that we have a good story for tomorrow.
And
I'm all about good stories.
Somebody said, I bought a dog on the side of a road. It's a husky. Well,
good for you.
Wouldn't she have been afraid to buy the dog in case it wasn't the stolen ones and she'd be out $1,500? Well, she said she matched
got the
up
dog.
The... No, I know, but what if they're like, that's not our dog? That's what they're saying. She would have been out $1,500 when she went back to the pet store because they're like, that's not our dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh. All right, well, I'm getting tired. Okay.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.